proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. We continue to examine the relationship between biblical Israel and her neighbors. In this session, we will focus on the Medo-Persian Empire. That empire began as an alliance between two groups of Iranian stock, the Medes and the Persians. A reference in the 8th chapter of Daniel regarding a ram with two horns, that reference might have alluded to the Medo-Persian Empire. At first, the Medes served as the prominent faction of that alliance. Before long, however, the Persians began to play the more prominent role in world affairs. In B.C. 553, Cyrus the Great, who was king of Persia, Cyrus the Great began a successful rebellion against his grandfather, Astyages, the Median king. The 45th chapter of Isaiah referred to Cyrus by name, more than 200 years before his birth. In that passage, God referred to him as his, quote, anointed, unquote. During the first year of his reign, Cyrus issued an edict inviting the exiled Jews in Babylon to return to their homeland and to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. This decree appeared in two books, 2 Chronicles chapter 36 and the first chapter of the book of Ezra. The prophet Daniel served as a government official under the rulers of both the Babylonian Empire, such as Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar, as well as officials of the Medo-Persian Empire, kings such as Cyrus and Darius. Despite these circumstances, Daniel remained faithful to the God of Israel. Daniel chapter 6 contained an incident illustrating Daniel's fidelity. Darius the Mede had appointed him, Daniel, as his chief subordinate. This action evoked jealousy amongst Daniel's rivals. They sought to have the prophet killed. To that end, they induced King Darius to sign a decree forbidding people from petitioning anyone for anything, except for the king himself. Daniel continued to pray to God. He even opened his windows so that other people would see him doing so. They reported Daniel's seeming disobedience to King Darius. That monarch could find no way to bypass what was known as the law of the Medes and the Persians. That decree prohibited anyone from overturning a royal order. That included the king himself. Darius reluctantly had Daniel cast into a den of lions. Nonetheless, God miraculously preserved his prophet from suffering harm by shutting the mouths of the animals. Indeed, Daniel's accusers themselves were thrown to the lions, with horrific results. Other interactions in the Medo-Persian Empire between the Jewish people and their Gentile overlords were described in the Book of Esther. In the Book of Esther, the Persian king Ahasuerus was enticed by Haman, his subordinate. Ahasuerus approved Haman's plan calling for the extermination of all of the Jewish people in the Persian Empire. That decree would be accomplished on a certain date, in the month of Adar. God thwarted Haman's plot through Esther the queen and her kinsman Mordecai, both of whom were Jewish. Ahasuerus had Haman executed, appointing Mordecai to serve in his stead as second in command. Still later, in the book of Nehemiah, we read how that particular servant was a cupbearer to the Persian king Artaxerxes. God enabled Nehemiah to receive a royal appointment as the governor of Jerusalem. Nehemiah returned to that Jewish capital city, where he led a group of Jews to rebuild the city's walls in 52 days. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.